How do we raise creative, connected, resilient, empowered, and emotionally intelligent children? It takes a village. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by the responsibility, you're not alone. Be kind to yourself. Ask for help. There's support from family, relatives, friends, community, and even professionals playing a role in what shapes our children and who they become. I'm Kim Clyden, mother of two and Mimi to three grandchildren, with more than 30 years' experience in media, broadcasting and production. I've reached a time in my life where I believe it's more important than ever to support our children and young adults as a community. Through this podcast, we'll explore a wide range of topics in candid conversations with other parents, experts, teachers and researchers about topics that dominate life in the 21st century. Collectively, we can provide support where it's needed. Is there anything more important than the role we all play in developing the perceptions and beliefs of our future leaders before they even get to kindergarten? Effectively, the influence you and those around you have on this impressionable life from the womb to the tomb. As we know, there isn't a manual to guide us through this. However, there is an inherent guide in all of us that knows what it's like to be human. How can we prepare our children for what lays ahead of them? Perhaps by teaching them to be kind to themselves, compassionate towards others, capable of change, and unconditional love. As parents and grandparents, it's difficult to navigate raising children in our modern world. Often both parents need to work just to pay the bills and put a roof over their family's head. So how do we devote time and energy to the most important role we'll have in life? What does the modern village it takes to raise a child even look like? Experts often tell us that the greatest influence on a child's early development comes from the early input, either parents, guardians, carers, whomever is in their world. Now, there are many phases of development between birth and adulthood, which we'll discover and break down in more detail through the course of this podcast. We influence much of a child's development through both verbal and non-verbal interaction, positively and negatively. My favourite quote on this subject is from one of my favourite authors, Don Miguel Ruiz, whose books came to me when I needed the wisdom within the pages more than ever. He writes, "Children are very aware. They learn from actions, what they see, not just what we say. Whatever we do at home, the way we behave, the way we treat one another, is what our children learn. If we are never at home, that becomes normal behaviour for them. When they grow up, they're not at home either, and their children are alone. The way we speak is the way they speak. If they receive violence, they deliver violence. If we fight and share our anger and poison, our children learn that this is the normal way of being. And this is how they learn to write their own stories. But if there is respect and honour at home, if there is love at home, this is what they learn." That's an excerpt from The Voice of Knowledge, Don Miguel Ruiz with Janet Mills. His books, The Mastery of Love and The Four Agreements, allowed me to reevaluate the way I perceived myself and relationships. I both agree and disagree with that statement, because there's always a chance that our children will decide to do things differently, go in another direction based on whichever experience they've had. I know I tried, and my children continue to be open to change. Now, as a Mimi to three grandchildren, aged 11, 10 and 9, I have the capacity to contribute more positively to their growth and development through my life experience and the wisdom I gained. Although I'm pretty sure patience plays a pivotal role, something as a single mum I didn't have. Knowing the value of taking time. The passage of time has also allowed me to explore the things I've always wanted to do, like writing children's books. It's a passion with purpose, developing stories that entertain, engage, and educate young hearts and minds. Reading to and with children isn't only critical for their development, it builds bonds that last a lifetime. And there are many ways you can support your child's language development by not only reading to them, but talking with them throughout the day. Research shows conversations build brains. Let's start by talking to your baby from the womb. You're having a chat, explaining something that you might be interested in, asking questions when they're born, echoing, rhyming, singing, can all have lifelong benefits for you and your child. Now, there are big decisions to make from the moment you conceive. Something to consider before you have children is the kind of parent you will be. Parenting style plays a critical role in how our children experience the world and their role in it. All topics this podcast will explore with a broad spectrum of people sharing their own stories, knowledge, experience, and wisdom. What could be more important than raising empowered, resilient, and creative children who could one day solve some of humanity's greatest challenges, or at least have the ability to adapt to whatever the future brings? Please join me and a variety of guests as we forge a path to a new world of kindness, respect, hope, compassion, and empathy. Our very existence depends on it. What We Teach Our Children is recorded in Launchpad Studios thanks to Split Space's Mackay, a nest for new ideas.